I'm Kyle Dowling, and welcome to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2, a six-part radio program on superannuation brought to you by Australia's largest fund, Australian Super. Here to discuss the topic of insurance claims are guest presenters Katie Lacroix, Head of Operations at Australian Super, and Daryl Florence from Australian Super in Darwin. Welcome to you both. Let's start with you, Daryl. Who receives my super when I die, and can I nominate who receives my super?
Before I start, I just need to remind you that this discussion is general in nature and doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances. And before making any financial decisions, you consider if the information is right for you. Now, Kyle, you can choose who your super and insurance is paid to if you die. You choose by making a nomination, which is a way of saying you tell your super fund your wishes. A lot of people I talk with believe that if they have a will, that their super will be paid according to their will. This isn't always the case, as your super payments does not form part of your estate, and your super can be paid directly to a beneficiary. Your will may be used by your super fund as a guide to your wishes, though. There are two different sorts of nominations you can make with your super fund: a binding nomination and a non-binding nomination. Now, with a binding nomination, you provide formal written direction to your super fund to tell them who you want them to pay your super account balance and death benefit to. It's a legally binding document, so if it's valid, your super fund has to follow your instructions. To ensure that your nomination is valid, you usually need to update it every 3 years. If it's not valid at the time of your death, it takes on the status of a non-binding nomination of beneficiary. Now, not all funds allow binding nominations, in which case you can make a non-binding nomination. With non-binding nominations, you're only advising your super fund who you'd prefer your money to be paid to. Now, your fund will take your preference into account, but ultimately, it's the fund who's legally responsible for deciding who your payment would be made to. If you haven't made either a binding nomination or a non-binding nomination, your super fund will follow the relevant laws to decide who receives your money. It will go to either one or more of your dependents or to your legal personal representative.
Who can I nominate to receive my super?
The people you want to receive your super and any insurance payment if you have cover, if you pass away, are called your beneficiaries. Your beneficiaries can be your spouse or your partner, your children, and conditions apply for reversionary beneficiary nominations, but this only applies to super pension accounts. Interdependents, which is someone who lives with you and shares a close personal relationship, where one or both of you provide financial and domestic support and personal care to the other. Other financial dependents, such as someone who relies on you financially, or your estate or legal personal representative. Now, this is not an option for reversionary nominations.
You're listening to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Alan here. And what I know about super is that my work pay a percentage of my pay as super. And also I do my own contributions, which is going to be a benefit for me at retirement, to sort of give me some sort of retirement fund.
You're listening to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2. I'm joined by Katie Lacroix, Head of Operations at Australian Super. Katie, a few insurance questions for you. What should people do when someone passes away?
You should let their super fund know they've passed away. To let us know about a death or talk about a possible claim, you can call us on 1300 667 387 between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and we'll help you work out the next steps. If you prefer, you can use a phone or computer to message one of our great team members using the live message function at australiansuper.com/contact.
Who can claim on total and permanent disablement?
Your super fund can tell you if you have this type of insurance coverage. Australian Super members with active total and permanent disability, also known as TPD cover, may be able to make a claim if they become totally and permanently disabled and can no longer work. A lump sum can help cover the costs of rehabilitation, debt repayments, and the future cost of living. If you are with Australian Super and you're not sure if you have TPD cover, you can check your details by using the Australian Super app or going to the Australian Super website, logging into your account and going to My Insurance, or by calling us on 1300 667 387. If you're no longer a member, but you think you had TPD cover with Australian Super at the time your injury or illness occurred, call us on 1300 667 387 and we can check for you.
Katie, we're going to take a short break and come back soon.
To make a claim for insurance through your super fund, you will typically need to submit a claim form. If you pass away, your dependents should contact the super fund after sorry business to find out how to claim those benefits. Most super funds provide claim forms on their websites, or you can call them and ask them to send you one. When you make your claim, you may be asked to provide documentation that proves your condition, including medical reports. In some cases, this process may take some time, so you will need to be patient. Some funds give you someone to be your point of contact if you have any questions during the process. If your mob need any further info though, call ASIC's Indigenous Helpline on 1300 365 957.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Carl Dowling and you're listening to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2. And I'm with Katie Lacroix, Head of Operations at Australian Super. Katie, who can claim income protection?
People who have active cover may be able to claim an income protection benefit if they become ill or injured at work or outside of work and can't work for a while. Income protection can provide monthly payments to help you get by while you're not earning your regular salary. If you're not sure if you have income protection, you can check your cover details with your fund. Australian Super members can check by using the Australian Super app or by going to the Australian Super website, logging into your account and going to My Insurance, or by calling us on 1300 667 387.
This has been very informative. Thank you both. As always, please call 1300 300 273 if you have any questions on today's topic or any other topics in the series. The next episode will be the final in the series. Nathan Boyle from ASIC will join us once again to talk about the records and documents you will need to get the most out of your super. I look forward to your company.